Do you have any advice for young scientists?
Just follow your curiosity.
10-year-old Maxine Knocker is asking neuroscientist Emily Jacobs a question.
I've always been curious about science, and I just think that this was a really cool experience.
Knocker is one of 26 4th through 6th grade girls who are interviewing scientists and engineers at UC Santa Barbara in an effort to write a book.
When I signed up, I saw the description that said every week we would meet with a woman scientist in her lab, and I thought that was like the coolest opportunity ever.
This group is from Girls Inc. of Greater Santa Barbara, an after-school program to empower girls that's collaborating with UC Santa Barbara's Gewirth School of Education on what they call the Curiosity Project. Its name is inspired by one of the most famous female scientists, Marie Curie, who won the Nobel Prize twice for her work in radioactivity.
So this is your golden moment to ask Emily Jacobs questions.
Diana Aria, an assistant professor in education who spearheads the program, says she wants these girls to get excited about the possibility of a career in STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
I would hope that no matter what, they're open to trying to scratch beneath the surface of what could be available and be a little more proactive in finding that. So I'm hoping that the researching that they're doing is building that kind of mindset. You don't see it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So I think that would be one of the most important lessons from this project.
She says the girls are writing a book that will eventually be published and available for purchase, which makes this a unique program that goes beyond the classroom.
It makes it all concrete. Like, there's a real reason why they're doing it. It's not for a grade. This is the product. They can hold it in their hands. They can point to all the parts that they contributed to that book. It's something they own.
Yeah, so this is some of the electrical equipment that helps run the magnet, the MRI that's through these doors.
Emily Jacobs, an assistant professor of psychological and brain sciences at UCSB, is showing the girls how an MRI works.
My research sits at the intersection of neuroscience and women's health, so I'm really kind of obsessed with the role that hormones play in the brain and trying to understand the impact that they have on brain structure and function.
She's one of 12 female scientists who are being profiled for the girls' book.
One thing that I want to instill both in my daughter and in girls of this age is to not give up, to enjoy and embrace that challenge. So much of science is just about troubleshooting, right? There's many other people who don't understand the problem, but when you commit to it and obsess over it and love it, then you can advance the knowledge that we have in the world.
What did you want to be when you were our age?
Apparently, I told my mom that the thing I wanted to be most in the world when I grew up was a scientist who wore glitter. I was very girly and loved science.
9-year-old Florence Wang, who asked that last question, says the project is inspiring, which is exactly the point.
Girls can do just as good as boys, and they can be scientists and follow their own dreams. And it doesn't matter what other people think, you can still do whatever you want to do.
At UC Santa Barbara, Deborah Green, KCLU News.